is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has made good on a promise to increase U.S. tariffs on other countries. Linda Kenyon reports.
The president calls them reciprocal tariffs. In signing an executive order, Trump said these tariffs will be imposed on products from any nation that imposes tariffs on U.S. products.
This is a much simpler way of doing it, much better.
When asked if those tariffs would lead to higher prices here at home.
Oh, I think what's going to go up is jobs are going to go up, and prices could go up somewhat short term, but prices will also go down.
Most economists say the tariffs would amount to a tax increase on American consumers. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sworn in today as the nation's new health secretary.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
During the ceremony, Kennedy accused the nation's health institutions of stealing the health of American children and suggested they should meet the same fate as USAID, which has been targeted by administration cuts. Linda McMahon faced some tough questions today at her confirmation hearing to be education secretary. That's a department Trump has said he'd like to get rid of. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
She was asked several times about whether the Department of Education would be abolished. She wanted to be clear in saying that education would not be defunded, but this was about making the department more efficient.
Mass firings have already begun at the Education Department. Many federal workers took the proposed buyout from the Trump administration. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
75,000 people accepted the buyout program. That's going to save millions of dollars for the American taxpayers, and that's exactly what we want.
The White House has warned federal workers who did not take the offer that they aren't guaranteed a job. This just in, a federal judge has paused Trump's order aimed at restricting gender-affirming health care for transgender youth. The top prosecutor in Manhattan has resigned after being ordered to drop corruption charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Two Justice Department officials who worked on corruption cases also quit. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
They are quite concerned that the new administration is not going forward on cases where there is the evidence, but for political reasons, they want to drop the case.
Dangerous rain totals are in the forecast in parts of California hard hit by the recent wildfires. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
City crews have installed concrete barriers and sandbags to stop mud flows. The fire department has pre-positioned swift water rescue and urban search and rescue teams.
Some areas could see 3 to 10 inches of rain. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Here we snow again. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tomorrow night and runs through Saturday morning. This time, the National Weather Service says anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, maybe more. The city of Racine continues under a snow emergency with parking restrictions in place, while Kenosha has lifted its emergency. People are being reminded to clear snow from around fire hydrants, keep furnace exhausts clear, and to follow parking rules to help snow removal. Some folks will need to find a new fabric supplier. As part of a restructuring, Joann Fabrics is closing 16 locations in Wisconsin. That's about 70% of the stores in the state. The Racine store is on the closing list. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, high school sports are covered. Listen to coverage with the WRJN Game of the Week. Then read about the recap and go deeper with the teams online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The city of Racine is currently hiring lifeguards. They're looking to staff up North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. It's a starting pay of around $20 an hour. There's more about how to apply on the city of Racine's website. A homegoing service has been planned for Racine City Councilmember Molly Jones. She passed away last week. The service is scheduled for Saturday. The event will honor her contributions and legacy in the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future matters.
Baseball, the Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and cold for tonight. A low near zero, wind chill to 15 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some snow showers developing by the afternoon, continuing all the way into Saturday. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. Winter weather advisory issued. Currently at 17 degrees.
It's WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, you're on social media?
Yeah, I look at stuff. I don't post too much. But yeah, I look at stuff. I know what's going on. I'm hip to what these kids are talking about.
I don't post as much as I used to. And I think this next story is the reason why. The story says a study found that more than half of adults 45 and older who are in social networks can be in danger of becoming victims of identity theft or other crimes because they share too much private information. One example, the study found that 14% of adults and 20% of those age 60 and over listed their full home addresses on social media profiles.
Yeah, and then I'm going out of town, leaving for a week.
Right.
Bye, everybody. Look at me. I'm in Cabo. What are you doing? I don't even put my kids anywhere near social media.
Yeah.
I've seen what AI can do, and it's terrifying.
I've gotten better about this, I think, as I've gotten older. Because when Facebook first came out, I think I first joined Facebook in like 2009. I posted a lot, I think. And now I rarely post anything.
It makes sense that if there's like smart criminals out there to do a little research and makes your job a little bit easier.
Yeah, exactly. All right. All I got to say is be careful. That's all. Do social media if you want. Just be careful.
I'm gonna go post that.
Okay. There's Stuart J. Waddles posting everything on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Hey!
Snoopy, let your hair down, let it hang down.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay, just let me fall. You know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
That it's Vehicle, Ides of March on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Remember, the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. It's all sponsored by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com, or you can visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and then again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And, by the way, if you miss Paul on the air, it's now available on demand, too, at WRJN.com. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
He's coming. Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in the U.S. produces approximately 38 million notes a day. Thing number two, South Africa has 12 official languages, including sign language. Thing number three, 26% of the Netherlands lies below sea level. And thing number four, Uncle Sam was based on Samuel Wilson, who worked as a meat inspector during the War of 1812. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Yeah.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Just sign up at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are still Racine restrictions. Kenosha has canceled their snow emergency. Plow crews from all over have been busy for more than a day, with most drivers limited to about a 16-hour shift behind the wheel. Patience is being asked for, especially in Racine, where issues with previous plowing operations fresh on people's minds. And here we snow again. A winter weather advisory will go into effect tomorrow night and will run through Saturday morning. This time, the National Weather Service says anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, maybe more. The advisory warns of heavier snow coming down Friday night. We're still cleaning up from yesterday. The National Weather Service says between 4 and 7 inches fell locally. In just Racine, there are 88 miles of major roads. Clearing those off gets done first for those wondering when plows will make it to their neighborhoods. The City of Racine Department of Public Works is trying to educate people about their process as complaints came in during the last snow event. After the main roads get cleared, crews turn their attention to the 172 miles of local streets. DPW says they've increased staffing and have been working around the clock. And there's no better time to find lifeguards than with several inches of snow on the ground. The City of Racine is now hiring lifeguards for North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. The guards serve as the watchful eyes, ensuring safety. The application process is now open, with pay starting at around $20 an hour. There's more about how to save a life on the City of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and cold for tonight, a low near zero, wind chill to 15 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some snow showers developing by the afternoon, continuing all the way into Saturday. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, winter weather advisory issued. Currently it's 17 degrees.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Even the casual coffee drinker knows the best cup of joe comes from freshly ground beans. So, after you grind, what do you do with the coffee you've yet to use? Experts suggest storing coffee in an airtight container in a cool, dark, dry place for up to 2 weeks after opening. Be sure to skip the refrigerator or freezer for your coffee, as moisture will make the roast stale and alter its taste.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be your mind.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be, oh, there will be an answer, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show. It's home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form, too, on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show, and listen.
traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMCs, tramps, and thieves. But every night, all the men would come.
It's Cher on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You want to save money, don't you? I know you do. You can go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com, find that Big Deals logo, shop from home, 50% savings in some cases. Check the site often. We've got new deals every week.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Inside.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. All that snow, thankfully done, but we've got cold temperatures. Tonight, a low of 2 above, wind chills between 5 and 10 below. Tomorrow, a high of 27, but again, wind chills below zero.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down.
naked beaver from the post side of town.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump said it could mean higher prices for Americans in the short term, but matching tariffs to what other countries charge will correct what he calls an unfair system.
I have decided, for purposes of fairness, that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them no more, no less.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
This is very Trump-like in the sense that it gives an opportunity and a process to engage in some deal-making, and it takes the somewhat softer approach in not imposing the tariffs right away.
Trump has used the threat of tariffs as a tool to negotiate. Robert